Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in on a Thursday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Brian Williams, Beat Up Producing, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Your requests continue to come in pre-90s today. 913-586-7610. Include your name.
Anything updated on Ohtani? The lady who wrote the story is on ESPN now, breaking this thing down, to which Josh goes, she's going to be a star here real soon if she has all the goods on this Ohtani story. This thing is crazy.
I wasn't aware of Tisha Thompson, I believe is her name, that wrote the story. Mm-hmm. She's on ESPN right now. Yeah, she's gonna make a name for herself. This is a big story.
Big story. So the story started out yesterday that Ohtani wired his translator money to pay off some kind of gambling debt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it spun later in the day that the translator stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani. So where's the truth? We just don't know. But I'm here for all of this because as the days go by, Josh, this thing is going to get juicier and juicier and juicier.
Yeah, because it could go any number of ways. And I'm just telling you, read the article. It's too lengthy to go through. And I'm not saying it's lengthy. It's like, oh, my gosh, you can't get through it. It's just that it changes as the article goes because this interpreter was made available to speak to ESPN, spoke to ESPN, and they came back and they're like, no, wait a minute.
He spoke for 90 minutes to ESPN and then was in the dugout yesterday.
And then they came back and changed the story. Wanted to change the story. Oh, no, Ohtani didn't know anything about this. Ohtani didn't know about my gambling.
I stole the money from him. Let's go with that.
I never bet on baseball. And then Ohtani's people were like, no, he stole.
Yeah.
And he's out.
Mm-hmm. When the Dodgers fired him, like I said earlier.
He's a Dodgers employee, yes.
If I left my wallet out and then the $2 that I had in it was stolen by Josh, would Odyssey fire you? And I'm asking because I don't know. That would be like an incident where you and I take it outside, we beat each other up, and then go on with our day. I don't know that would require the company to fire you because you stole something from me.
Although,
then it becomes a he said, she said.
Someone texted in earlier. Right? They said, was he fired because of the connection to gambling?
Well,
that's probably where it would be.
But I guess as a team employee, you can't be betting on baseball. And in California, it's not legal either.
He says he didn't bet on baseball.
But in California, sports gambling isn't legal. That's where they live.
But he fired more likely because of the connection to gambling rather than he stole from his from his friend.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So I don't know how this is all going to play out, but I think everybody's kind of thinking the same thing. Everybody else is thinking, how deep is Ohtani in on this thing? Where is the truth, right?
I love this one as well from the 903. Does MLB presented by FanDuel, brought to you by BetMGM and driven by DraftKings, have the balls to discipline Ohtani and the Dodgers anyway? That's another test case.
Yeah.
Yes. It's an absolute.
I mean, you're talking about the biggest star in the sport, Josh, and it's not even close.
So there's it doesn't point to him, but, you know.
But the way that this story changed in like 12 minutes yesterday.
From, I had this problem, I asked him, he said he'd cover my gambling debt.
Right, this guy was covering my gambling debt, too. Now I stole the money.
So now it was, Ohtani didn't know anything about this.
Because wiring money.
And this guy stole his money, so I don't know.
Wiring money in the United States across state lines, or I think just wiring in general to cover gambling debts, is illegal. It is an illegal activity that's punishable by up to 2 years in jail. Mm. So while you're trying to say, well, you didn't, I stole it. Now you've really opened a can of worms.
Yeah, I don't know.
Once stories start changing, you got to start scratching and digging away.
Some good MLB odds involving the Royals. I like these because I like to see these and they consider our guys in it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Correct.
That wasn't always the case. Like, I didn't even bother opening the email. It said, check out the latest MLB MVP odds. Within the last few years, like, I don't need to see this.
Who the hell, though, is Tariq Skubal? Is that a real person?
It is. It is. I don't know who he plays for.
Tariq Skubal? Does he throw a screwball?
Well, he should. I mean, he should. But the MLB strikeout leader odds are there. And Cole Reagans is sixth.
That's awesome.
16-1 to be the Major League Baseball strikeout leader. One, good value. And two, thanks for the nomination.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hey.
I'm just happy to be nominated in your odds pool.
Hey, I'm here too, you know?
It feels like these feel like validations at times these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, they consider this guy could have a chance. Spencer Strider's 2-1, so it's a pretty big gap. But Cole Reagans at 16-1 to be the strikeout leader.
Love
feels
it.
Like nice little value. Mm-hmm. If you
throw
like
some dollars on
fight
that.
Some long terms.
Right.
The MLB hits leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Witt is sixth on this list.
No, he's not.
Fifth on this list at plus 1,000 to be the hits leader in Major League Baseball.
That could legitimately happen. That's a good long-term play,
right?
If he starts out hot, he will lead the American, he will lead Major League Baseball in hits. Not saying batting average, but hits.
Hits. Plus 1,000 to be the hits leader.
I mean, it's in his name. It's Whit.
Yeah.
Hit. You can't spell Whit without hit.
That was the other guy.
Oh.
That was the hits leader. RBI leaders, Bobby Witt's way back, but plus 7,000 to be the RBI leader. Plus 7,000 to be the RBI leader.
I'm still going back to who is Tariq Skubal.
I reckon, because I know I've seen the name.
Skubal?
Skubal, I believe, yeah.
Never heard of him.
Tariq Skubal. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, all right. Better learn his name. We got that crochet guy over there in Chicago.
Mm.
And now we've got Skubal pitching in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I got a subtopic.
Subtopic, I didn't know this guy played a little bit last year, but watching the Dodgers Padres over the last 2 days, the Dodgers have a guy named Outman.
Yeah.
That plays center field. I would think a great name for a closer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Jake or something or James or something. Outman?
James Outman, yeah.
James Outman, which would be...
I think it's pronounced Outman.
I'm sure it probably is. Yeah. James Outman would be a fantastic closer name.
Great name for
a closer. I don't know if that's as good a name when you're a batter.
Who was that pitcher we had a few years ago that was supposed to be the closer?
Scott Blewett.
Blewett.
The bad pitcher name.
Terrible name for
terrible
a pitcher.
Terrible pitcher name.
Scott Blewett!
But,
yes, he did.
Jimmy Outman batting in your lineup doesn't give you like, yeah.
Coming up, number 9, John Outman.
Yeah. But if he was the closer, you're like, coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
It's Francisco Outman.
That'd be awesome. Imagine Outman
not to be confused with Francisco Cortez, who's kind of falling off
the radar. We'll talk to Vern tomorrow at 8:30 about him. You know, maybe he'll make the hot stove show tonight.
Speaking of Vern, 3 hours of the hot stove show tonight. Everything you need to know about the Royals tonight, 6 to 9 o'clock. His guests include Bobby Witt, Cole Reagans, Kyle Isbell, Adam Frazier, James MacArthur, and more tonight. 6 to 9, 3 hours of the hot stove show with Vern. Going to be awesome tonight here on 610 Sports Radio.
1 week from opening day. From the 620, Josh, I don't get to listen to much, but off-season sports talk is the best. We agree. Arrowhead and Leawood might be the best radio I've heard in years. If you missed our Arrowhead and Leawood segment, when the hell was that?
It's up now.
It's up on the podcast.
Yeah, I've already podcasted it. It's labeled.
8 o'clock?
How do you do?
Is it 8 o'clock?
It is the end of the 7:50 into the top of the 8.
Okay.
Okay.
There you have it. So Arrowhead and Leawood and how that went down was wonderful. I'm going to throw a subtopic at you guys because I'm asking because I generally don't know the answer to this question. I think I do, but I'm not sure. When was the last time the Royals had a legit pitcher and a legit position player at the exact same time? We've got Cole Reagans and Bobby Witt. Both being viewed at and looked at and talked about in the top 5 or 6 in their respective categories of strikeout leader and hits leader, where the odds are in favor of them. I mean, Reagans and Witt are loved by everybody in baseball. You can't go anywhere in baseball or talk to anybody in baseball where they don't bring up Cole Reagans. What a great trade by the Royals. That was Gene Watson's like gift to the Royals before he went to the Chicago White Sox. Great
Watson,
job. Right?
Yes.
We haven't had a legit two-star grouping really since Saberhagen and Brett probably back in the day, right? Was that the last time we had a legit, like, everybody's in on this guy from a pitching standpoint and position player like we do with Reagans and Witt? Like, we may be back to the glory days, folks, and I'm not just saying that. Like, if Reagans and Witt turn out to be Sabes and Brett, get out the way. Let's go. You can put that Frank White statue in storage and put up a Bobby Witt one.
So I was trying to think. Because
there's no way Frank White's getting a statue to
like
the stadium.
Like Salvi didn't really have a pitching counterpart. I'm thinking Salvi was regarded as obviously one of the best catchers in the game ever, but there really wasn't that pitching counterpart. When Greinke was here,
that's where it's like.
Was there enough of a bat? Not
I don't
really.
Think
Gordon.
There was.
It was kind of Gordon and Billy, yeah. Right? And they weren't. They were younger players then. I'm not mistaken, right? If I'm not,
that
if I'm getting
correct.
My time frames
yeah.
right,
yeah.
So there probably wasn't a hitting counterpart to Greinke.
Oh God!
At that
no.
point in time, like you had a young Billy Butler
like,
and a young Alex Gordon.
To find somebody,
and then
Billy Butler and Alex Gordon were very decent major league play. They weren't stars.
I think one of them have a silver bat, didn't they? Didn't Billy have a silver
Billy
bat?
Billy Butler did, yeah.
And then with Salvi, you haven't really had the pitching.
Right.
You've had some nice pitchers, but not a.
Did we have a bat?
Not even when James Shields was here was he regarded as it was good for the Royals.
But Cole Reagans is top six in odds for
but
to lead the
that,
league in strikeouts.
I don't know if Shields probably had that kind of
and I hate this
cachet.
Is going to come out the wrong way, and I hate to say it this way. Like I believe Salvi's a Hall of Famer, but I think Bobby Witt's going to be a bigger star. And I'm talking nationally in baseball, like.
Well, if there is such a thing in baseball, but
the buzz about Bobby Witt is not like we've seen with any other player, Josh. Salvi wasn't even considered a top 100 prospect in baseball when he came up, right? Which was ridiculous. That shows you those lists and how meaningful they can be at times. But Bobby Witt Jr. and Cole Reagans are literally being talked about in the best of the best of their peers at what they do. And we have not had that probably since Saberhagen and Brett. You're going, maybe Alex Gordon. That's a no to me, right?
Did Apier have a bat? 94, 95, somewhere around in there.
Like Chili Sweeney? Davis? No, Sweeney wasn't around then.
When was Sweeney around? He wasn't. He didn't have some of Apier? No?
That's what I'm trying to. That would
the,
be.
The second edition of Apier where he was raising the emus in Lewisburg.
That could be.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I think it was the Vince Colemans and Wally Joyners and the Mike McFarlands is what Apier may have had. I don't know if Apier had a bat.
Yeah.
Gary Gaetti and, yeah.
But I mean, going into the season, somebody saying Salvi and Cueto. Yeah, I can see that. But like going into the season, I don't ever remember a Royals pitcher and a Royals hitter being considered two of the best at what they do. This is awesome. This is like, think about that for a second. We were talking about the starting pitching rotation yesterday. We were like, I don't know who's going to be the fifth guy. Most years we're going, I don't know who's going to be the one. And we've got a pretty good top four starting rotation. Bullpen should be pretty nice this year. Like we're a week away from opening day and you got Reagans in the top six of odds to lead the league in strikeouts. Bobby Witt in the top five to lead the league in hits. I don't think it's ever happened like that in our lifetime, in our generation.
I hope they live up to it. It'd be great.
Yeah. From the 620, you guys are on a sports radio in an MLB market and don't know guys within the division seriously? It's not that important that I know the Detroit Tigers, sir.
No, don't care. Don't not even offended that you're offended.
Yeah. Just don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that part of your job to know the Tarek Skubals of the world?
No, it is not.
No, it's not.
Speaking of the Tarek Skubals of the world, wait till you hear about this email we received that Spectre just sent us.
Yeah, there's a great one. One of our local coaches is so highly thought of, they don't know his name. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Can you get that high?
I'm just playing air tambourine. I'm taking care of my end of it. Brought to you by Rear-Ender Garage, Georgia, Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You have requested the music today. We just made it up pre-90s today. So
yeah.
You request it, put your name on it. You get a credit Woo-hoo. Today. Flashback.
Our buddy Phil Throwback. And KC want a little wham. Might be up.
Yeah.
Hopefully I guess today's throwback. Tomorrow's flashback. Or something.
Yeah, Flashback Friday. Yeah, you got to get it right. Yeah, Thursday is Friday Junior.
Correct.
A lot of people asking about Ventura. We don't know. We just don't know what Yordano Ventura would have been.
I just don't like projecting. I mean, it was the loss was of him was terrible and all that stuff.
Right.
I can't project. You don't know, especially with pitchers.
Especially the Royals really didn't have a track record of developing pitchers in that era.
Project a pitcher with all the injuries and setbacks that pitchers have. It's just not. It's not a clear cut. It's not a clear cut. Here's what they could have been. You know,
You just don't know.
You just don't know. You just don't know. So can't include that one. This comes in from a PR firm today.
Yeah, this is an all-timer.
This is really good.
This is PR in a nutshell.
According to new, I'll just read the. It's according to new social media data.
Right.
There is a local basketball coach that's voted the most popular in the NCAA.
That's right. It comes from Joe Hewlett.
The headline reads, Bill Shelf is named the most popular coach in the NCAA, according to a new social media data. I'm like, okay, I'll give you the one. Maybe I'd spell check on your thing. Goes to the story.
Right. Oh, it's multiple times in the story.
Oh, yeah, it's the whole way through.
Whole
way through.
Oh, my God.
Betway has conducted research to outline the most popular coaches in the NCAA, and according to new data, it appears the highest-paid coach in the league is worth every penny, as Kansas's Bill Shelf is ranked number one with an impressive 43% positive online sentimental score. Shelf has led the Jayhawks to 17 Big 12 regular season championships alongside an NCAA record 14 consecutive Big 12 regular season champions, 3 NCAA Final Four appearances, and 2 NCAA championship wins. So congratulations, Bill Shelf.
Congratulations, Coach Shelf. Who he coached for?
He's so popular that PR guy
doesn't know his name.
Doesn't spell it right.
Who is the most popular coach in the NCAA? Let's go with that Bill Shelf guy over there in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Yep.
Bill Shelf, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if it was Doc Sadler and you call him Doc Severinsen, fine. We're talking about Bill Self here.
Yeah.
The greatest coach in college basketball today. No argument. And we're calling him Bill Shelf.
Yep.
It's like Andy Ryan. But pass a kick, but he was a kid then. Bill Shelf has been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Or Self. I also like this. Hi, Steven. I hope you are well. When it comes to being considered a great head coach, you are defined by results on the court. But when it comes to being a popular coach with the fans, there are a number of different factors. That's where Kansas coach Bill Shelf comes in.
John Calegari was second.
Right.
And Tom Izzy was third.
You and Izzy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bill Shelf. What, let's talk about that.
What was this guy's? What was this person's name? The PR person,
Joe Hewlett.
Joe.
Yeah.
So every time he types in, it changes to duck in his phone.
Oh, no question. Oh,
okay, let's check it. Okay. It goes to duck right away. Okay, great.
And it changes to shot too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
I don't type that word much, but I type the other one, definitely don't type duck.
Yeah. No. The shot one makes me mad, too.
Oh, drives you nuts.
Can't you tell the tone of which I'm texting?
Right.
It's not shot.
I don't give a shot. No, I didn't say that. Nobody says that.
So,
no, Bill Shelf.
Bill Shelf. 43% positive.
Somebody wants to know who the top five were on the list. Nice. We don't know.
Calegari.
Izzy. There's got to be another, is there a swamp ass that coaches?
Yeah.
Who's the guy at Baylor that's staying now? Drew?
Scott Draw.
Scott Draw. He Draw, not Drew. Yeah, Scott Draw. Because that's good, because Tang would have been linked to Baylor.
And Mark Fuel. Yeah, Mark he's Fuel. Been on a lot, too.
They actually call him Jerome Gatorade.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were changing his first name. I was going to be
No,
careful
it's Jerome
with that one.
Tang. Okay, good. No, Jerome Gatorade.
So don't mess with the first name in this one.
No. Well,
spell check goes to that. Wow. We got real problems.
From the 816, no, Bill Self is in Lawrence. Bill Shelf is in Leawood.
Reservation for Shelf.
Speaking of Tom Izzo.
That's a little bit better. That's better than the Dracula. It's getting better, B-Dub.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Did you hear Izzo's comments yesterday? I actually like these comments. I'm actually on board with Tom Izzo when he said this.
Everybody likes the upsets in the first weekend, but I'm not sure moving on that's what's best for the game. And I think it's got to be looked at seriously.
So they're talking about expanding the tournament. Not many coaches are in favor of expanding the tournament. The coach of Kentucky, John
Calegari.
Yeah. He's not in favor of expanding the tournament. Like I don't think deep down anybody's in favor of expanding the tournament except for like the commissioners of the conferences. But we all know the expansion is coming.
If I'm a mid-tier power four, I'm all in favor of
like
that.
Like a Washington State.
I'm going to hold on to my job if we go eight and nine, whatever.
Right. So one of those like also ran's middle of the running type coaches. Yeah. Like everybody knows the expansion is coming and nobody wants it to expand. We all love the tournament. Today is the greatest sports day of the year. Tomorrow is the greatest sports day of the year. Combined, they're the two best sports days on the calendar, whether you're a basketball fan or not. And I'm not a basketball fan, but I love the tournament. I love it.
I'm for expansion if we get – I mean, the first four was good because, really, the four teams you hadn't heard of played two really good games.
They did, yeah. The first two
Howard
days
and Wagner and
Grambling
and Montana State. Great Those games were fun.
Yeah. The names that you did know, Virginia scored 14 points in the first half.
Gross.
And then you had Boise State and Colorado yesterday.
It was
an okay game.
Yeah. It was all right, but – I won't mind the expansion to get in again. The second place team in another conference that I haven't seen all season. Give them a shot.
But they're not doing that. They're going to expand it for more also rans from the Big
Correct.
Ten.
Correct.
Like all of a sudden, like Indiana's going to get in. You're talking about like an also ran program.
Thanks for not saying my school.
No. I'm talking about also ran schools that haven't done anything, that aren't anything special. Indiana, Northwestern, Rutgers.
Hey, Northwestern's back-to-back tournament team.
Maryland.
They're now. This is part of their DNA now.
Big 12 is going to get like UCF and Cincinnati in, and then the Pac 12 is going to get nobody in because they don't exist. And you know, like the ACC is going to have like Florida State getting into the tournament. Like nobody wants those schools in. But what Tom Izzo is saying is exactly, I think, what we're all feeling. Play that cut again.
Everybody likes the upsets in the first weekend, but I'm not sure moving on that's what's best for the game. And I think it's got to be looked at seriously.
He is so right on that. We all love the upsets in the first weekend, right? Today and tomorrow are going to be the two best sports days on the year. We're going to be rooting for Grambling. We're going to be rooting for Wagner. We're going to be rooting for all these small schools to win, right? Right?
Yes.
Right? We're all rooting for these small schools to win. And then the week flips, and it's the Sweet 16. And you got a Sweet 16 that has Mercer, Wagner, Monmouth, Fairleigh Dickinson, Quinnipiac, Butler, and everybody going, I don't want to watch any of these teams. So, like, Izzo's right by saying, if we do expand.
I can't name one person from George Mason or the VCU runs.
No.
They were kind of cool.
Yeah. What was Shaka Smart was the coach at VCU.
Other than that.
Wasn't there, like, an O'Bannon or a
Well, Jim Larranaga was at George Mason, wasn't he, then?
Yeah.
But from like a players, like it was a fun run, but those aren't the household names.
No,
the tournaments they were in.
No,
you know?
Not at all. So like Izzo, like couldn't be more correct. We're all rooting for the upsets. We love it. It's so good. Did you see what they did? Oh my God. That was so cool. Grambling won. Oh my God. Longwood took down Houston. Can you believe that? That's awesome. Sweet 16, Longwood versus Grambling. Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Not really.
So he's right. They got to expand to let some more of these big teams in, some more of the money schools in, so that if you do have some of these upsets, there's still some like household names that people know.
I almost forgot what his name really was. John Calipari, because we've been messing with it. He spoke yesterday as well about tourney expansion.
I hope it stays where it is. You know, I know people get mad. They get mad at the committee. You won't believe this. I've been mad at that committee a few times. But you may be mad because of your seed or where they shipped you to. I've said go to the S-curve the whole way down. Then no one, you just rank them 1 through 68 and go like that. Well, we can't because of this and leagues and all that. But it doesn't matter who the committee is. We're all going to be upset. You know who's going to be upset now, and I love it. Football coaches. Because it don't matter that it was 4 and there are 2 that are mad. Now they're going to how many? So they're going to be 18 that are mad. And it's part of the NCAA tournament. Not getting in, getting in, bad seed, good seed. And I always say this, when you give a good team a bad seed, it's not them you're screwing. It's everybody they play that shouldn't have to play that team that early. And so it's part of what it is. Let's keep it. It's too good a thing. It's the event. Like, you could tell I'm excited about coaching in this. Yeah, I'm excited about being home, but they could have sent us to Spokane. I already talked to Mark Few. I was going to stay at his house, watch his dogs. I was good if they sent us there. But here, I'm trying to make sure what I did today at practice. I had a bunch of friends at practice. They saw it. I wasn't looking. I was practicing. Got to take some pictures. Done. Now we play a game. This is a business trip for me. And I'll say everybody that's in this thing, I would say they'd say the same thing. Keep it where it is. Don't mess with something that's great. And the committee literally don't care. Whoever's on it's going to get the same grief that this group got, the last group got. It's what it is. No science to this. You're going to make some mistakes.
So he's in favor of keeping it the way it is.
Yeah, like I don't disagree with anything he says there either. Like no matter what the committee does, people are going to be, wait till football.
Oh, I know. We say, oh, there won't be any argument for 13, 14, and 15.
Oh, wait till football.
Wait till those coaches get involved. Yep. They'll be complaining from fan bases of 13, 14, and 15 about not getting in.
Right.
And we could say, oh, yeah, go to 96. Right. Oh, you can't have any argument. I guess the arguments, I think, would change, which is what he's saying. The arguments would change as to who's going where, and there'll be more complaints about where you were seated than rather who was on the bubble and out.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
The argument will shift to how are they a four?
Yeah.
You know, those types of things will be more prevalent. They happen a little bit now, but they're not as blatant as who got left out.
Right.
The argument will just be changed with expansion.
There's always going to be arguing. But, yeah. And I like his idea of the S-curve, too. Just go in an S-curve and see what happens. Oh, we can't do that because of this, that, and the other thing. Fine. Like, like no matter what they do, it's going to... But that's also the beauty of it, too, right? That's the beauty of college sports right now, is that the postseason isn't determined by the standings at all. It's determined by people eating John Calamari and shrimp from St. Elmo's in a ballroom in Indianapolis. I can't wait for the football. I just can't wait for the complaining that's going to be out there because you know Clemson's getting left out and Dabo Sweeney not going to be happy.
Well, they're going to take their ball and go to a different league anyway. So
I do like this from the 785. All D1 teams get in. Double elimination starts in November. There, I fixed it.
Yeah, lose twice, your season's over.
Your season's done.
Done.
Also from the 785, you don't make the tourney. We don't need to keep moving the goalposts. The ones mad can play in the NIT. It's not about that. They're going to expand because it means more money. The Power Four now are so overloaded with teams, and they're thinking, well, because we have more teams, we need more teams in the tournament. And everybody else is going, well, just because you absorbed other leagues doesn't mean you should get more teams in.
We were really happy when we were at 10 teams and got six in, but we're at 14 now. We don't want six.
Right, exactly.
We'd like nine.
Right. Right.
So what's the best way for us to get nine? Add more teams.
Add more teams. Because you don't want to
play more basketball or better basketball.
But you don't want to kick the small schools out because if you don't have the small schools, you lose that charm of what today and tomorrow is all about.
Yes. Definitively.
The two best days on the sports calendar.
Definitively.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't want to lose that. I don't. I will fight that one.
I want them to have a chance.
Right. And so if you want to expand to let some more of the bottom feeders of the Big 12 in, fine.
I don't have to watch all of them, but I want them to all have a chance.
Right.
Like, it's no big deal if I don't see McNeese, you know what I mean? Like, or I don't see
Mercer,
you know? Yeah. Duquesne.
Right.
But I want him to have a chance.
Yeah.
I want him to be in. I want him to have a chance.
Absolutely. You do. You want to see it.
I guess free agency is pretty much over. We'll explain why next.
Fesco in the morning. Weekday starting at 6 on your home for Royals baseball. 610 Sports Radio.
Rolling. Hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous.
Cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells. Falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car.
This sounds a lot like Queen.
The avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all. I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby. Talk about a guy who's leaned into the bit.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of years he was trying to fight it. And then he's like, nope, it is what it is. I'm going to flip homes or whatever I'm doing now.
Yeah, right. I'm still laughing at the 785. I got it. Double elimination. All teams get in. Starts November. There, I fixed it. Like, it's so good. Like, that's where we are, though, with this tournament stuff, right? Another one.
Well,
from the
sorry, your school's playing two games this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're out.
Good enough.
You're
from
out.
The 913, double elimination at the Elite Eight Championship Series of Three, like College World Series. More games, but keeps the first weekend drama. I love that idea, but that they're not looking for more games. They're looking for more teams because every school that gets in.
Plus the one. I just like the one and out.
Yeah. I do too, yeah. But I don't
want to play. I don't want to play a series.
But they don't want more games. They want more teams because for every team that gets into the NCAA tournament, that
an angel gets its wings.
But basically, yeah, that league gets $2 million a team.
Oh,
so that's why these leagues want more of their teams in.
That would make sense. Yeah.
So they want more of their teams in and less of yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pretty soon we're going to see where Greg Sankey goes. This is just for the SEC.
They might do that. Yeah, they might actually. Take their if they can generate enough money, we'll just have a P4 tournament. That'll be it.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
That would not be interesting at all.
But that's.
You
want to
see Vanderbilt? Ugh.
There's been those threats for football, right?
Oh, I know.
You know? I mean, that.
Does anybody really want to watch like South Carolina basketball?
I mean, we have that. It's the SEC tournament,
right,
or the ACC tournament,
but they're
or
not
whatever. You know what I mean?
To school for being
it's
in
correct.
That.
Yeah. That's correct. Like we already see that tournament. I don't want it again.
Yeah. From the 816, if they only had a 4-month lead up to make the case as to why you should be. Well played.
That's well done. That's well done. That's one.
That is great.
They shouldn't get to expand until someone gets a perfect bracket.
Yeah,
I like that one too.
And we almost had one. There's a guy on ESPN. There's a story about this guy on ESPN a couple of years ago who almost had a perfect bracket.
Mm.
Almost doesn't count.
No, it does not count. It does not count. So I saw this story yesterday, Bob, and I realized NFL free agency is over.
Oh, it's done. Yeah,
yeah, it's done. It's over.
Because I saw a couple that are like, who are the bargain basement guys you can get right now?
We've already entered. I mean, boy, it goes fast too, doesn't it?
NFL free. This is why baseball wants to do this, right?
Right.
You know,
it's now to the circle back to you around camp list. It's pretty much what it is.
I mean, Hollywood Brown's already working out with Mahomes. You saw the pictures that have surfaced already. Like,
did I? So there's still some decent enough names out there, but they're all names in which you'd say, I'll see what I do in the draft and I'll circle back to you later.
Yeah, why pay for you when I can draft a guy for
there's,
nothing?
There's some defensive backs on here like, okay, maybe the Chiefs at some point, especially if they lose L'Jarius Sneed.
Wait, is that still a thing? I mean.
I know the dueling reporters got lost in the now Otani and
yeah, now Otani Turney. And Turney, yeah.
Otani Turney. So there's a bunch of like corners and safeties that are out there. There's a couple defensive linemen. You know most of these names too. Calais Campbell, Tre'Davious White, Xavien Howard, Jadeveon Clowney, Stephon Gilmore, Justin Simmons. Like nice veteran names.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly to me, all on the, yeah, keep your phone on. We call you if we might need you. Because if they lose L'Jarius Sneed, maybe there's a need to have something in the secondary.
Yeah.
You did lose Mike Edwards yesterday.
To Buffalo, right?
He's a traitor.
Can you believe
that?
The
Bills.
No chance that guy's ever winning a Super Bowl again.
So now, okay, maybe you can make a case. Oh, do you need to have some safety for depth? Who knows what's going to happen along the defensive line? But now these are clearly all the names to me where you go, yeah, they're going to be here, and they're probably going to be here a little bit later on. And now you go about your draft and you get towards camp and you see if you got a hole or two in the lineup to fill. That's the stage of free agency we've already reached.
This is going to sound callous right now, okay? But let's put it in terms of retail.
And Donovan Smith's on this list, yeah. Actually.
So last
top free agent still available.
Last week was Cabbage Patch Dolls are available. Everybody storms the store, grabs their Cabbage Patch Doll, beats each other up, overpays, gets the Cabbage Patch Doll, right?
Yeah.
This week you go back in and you're looking around and stuff's like 30% off probably right now. It's starting to get put on the sale rack. And then after the draft, that's when Filene's Basement or Marshall's comes in and takes all the merchandise and you're selling it for pennies on the dollar. So you had your opportunity to overspend and you got your Cabbage Patch Dolls. This week's stuff's about 30% off, but you know, if you really want it, you could probably wait a couple of weeks till the draft is over and that stuff's really going to be discounted right now. Like if you're a player and a free agent, you haven't signed yet, don't expect to cash in. You ain't getting dough anymore. Mm. Like that's why Major League Baseball wants to have that week or 2 weeks a free agency like the NFL does, so this jackass Scott Boras can't ruin baseball anymore like he's doing right now with a lot of his clients, right? So you drag your feet, you're out. And look what happened in the NFL. You boom, 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 done. And the NFL is like, well, we'll kind of take this week off. We got some 30% off deals over there. You know, maybe if you're a member of the REI co-op club, you can get, 20% off of one item or so, whatever it is, right? And then, after the draft, that's really where you're going to find your bargain. So I just don't expect a lot of movement right now from a free agency standpoint because there's no incentive for these teams.
From the 913 says, it's like when I wait until April to go buy my Super Bowl shirts because now they're on sale.
Right, they are. They're 50% off right. Everywhere. Yeah,
you went to the store the night of.
Yep.
Got those things there. Now circle back.
Now circle back because they've got so many of them, and everybody's doing the same thing.
They're still there. You can double up now.
Right.
But you can do it at a discount.
A big discount. And look, I think this is where Brett Veach thrives. I think you're gonna probably sign a couple of guys here that you never heard of before, right?
These guys you've all heard of. And you might not even sign some of these guys. Yes, they're very good at signing the guys you never heard of. Yeah. These are guys you heard of, but all of them you can go, yeah, I could wait. If there's a need in late July, let's talk.
Let's talk, right. Let's see what we do in the draft, see where we are, and if our needs still meet your needs, let's have a conversation, which translation is we're not signing you.
Probably not.
We've all been there. You know, Justin Simmons, as you mentioned, I like him. Like, that's... You know, do I like him or should I like him still? Like, I've always liked Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a guy that you can take a look at to replace Mike Edwards. That'd be fun to have him come in for a year.
I'm saying something of that ilk, but you can wait. You know, I don't do that now.
No.
Maybe I get a fifth round safety in the draft who's good enough to be my backup safety.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
All those things can be done in the draft. You wait and see if you need a plug. At the end, then you call one of these guys.
Jadeveon Clowney on this list. He's on this list every year.
I'm just saying, we got in this list. It gets there fast.
Fast. It happens fast in the NFL. It does. Like, I knew last week was going to be the best week of the NFL offseason, right? This is going to be the week that everything gets done. And it did.
Yeah.
And now here we sit. Do we really want Quandre Diggs?
No.
Right?
Or maybe. For nothing in July.
Like Xavier Howard, Tre'Davious. The Chiefs should sign Tre'Davious White just for spite. That should be a spite signing.
Well, I don't know. Is this Achilles attached or not?
I don't care. They can sign the guy that the Bills drafted with the pick they traded for Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, there is something to be said
right?
for that.
How cool would that be?
We gotta wait.
I've always liked Jamal Adams. I always thought he'd be a nice addition.
But do you need another safety too? Is a valid question too. I don't know. You know, you might not. They may think they're fine.
Odell Beckham?
No. I'm firmly against that one.
Yeah. I have no interest in him.
The wideout is probably best as a third pass catching option. Okay. Not at his rate.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to play for nothing? He didn't play for nothing last year. Tyler Boyd's still out there. But do you need a slot guy either? I don't know. So anyway, we've already reached what I'm calling the circle back to your round camp phase.
Josh, so those good. Names that you read, I go.
I know. Yeah.
Like I said yesterday, just draft wide receivers in every round. I'd rather do that than sign Odell Beckham Jr.
That's why free agency's done, man.
It's done. Like the only thing you need to figure out is what's going on with Snead. And the longer that this thing goes on, anybody interested? I mean, he went off on some guy named Matt Verderame yesterday. Snead did. Did you see that?
I didn't.
When he said that Snead was holding out to be the highest paid corner, and Snead goes, God, when you wake up in the morning and you read lies and quote tweeted what that guy tweeted, and then he deleted his tweet. Snead did. Who knows what's going on there? But that's an interesting one. There's a clear disconnect there between maybe what Snead wants, what the Chiefs want, what other teams like. All three entities that need to come together for this Legarius Snead thing, they seem that they're on different planets. One's on planet good pitching, one's on Earth, and one's on that parallel universe.
Is it bad to say right now, I think good? I want him back on a one-year deal.
I do. I want him back.
I want him back on the franchise tag,
and that's it.
That's it. Yeah. I'm legitimately not interested in a trade, and if they don't want to do long-term, I get it.
Right.
But I just want him back next year. I don't.
Yeah.
So the longer this drags out and his option is play here for a year and ball out and have somebody want to pay you next year, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. I don't want the pick.
Yeah,
I want him to play.
I want Snead one more year. Let's go. One more year, man. Yeah. Let's get that third in a row and then see what happens after that. I'm not getting too greedy here, am I? Just give me that third Super Bowl in a row that nobody's ever done, and then we can talk.
This is funny for the 816. Do you think Andy Reid has ever asked himself, do you need another slot receiver, and said no? Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. They're probably always looking at it. Options, offensive options.
Well, you always have to be upgrading your roster. I just don't know if any of those guys. Right, I think you can do a better job of upgrading through the draft because Brett Veach has proven that he knows how to draft.
If they can get another wide receiver of Rashee Rice ilk,
oh my God! I mean, that's a second round draft
pick,
dudes.
That'd be great.
Seriously, That's a
awesome.
Second round pick. He got 1,000 yards.
And if your next defensive lineman after, well, you don't even have to do the after Chris Jones moment right now. You don't have to worry about that. Right.
Yeah.
But the, well, I'm getting younger at defensive tackle through the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, I got the veteran guy already.
Right.
So I continue to get young in those areas. Not to mention they've, I mean, they re-signed Turk and Nnadi. So mm-hmm. if you're like defensive tackle, you're like, okay, you're good.
You know,
they'll get one more guy you've never heard of. And Pinnell. So, I mean, I feel like that they're like, that's four defensive tackles right there.
Yeah. They're good.
Right.
That's a lot of beef. It's a lot of Wagyu beef.
So you got Pinnell, Nnadi, right? Am I missing anybody? Turk.
And Jones. Okay.
It's pretty good.
So with that and the defensive
the
line.
The edge, I wanted Dana.
Yeah, I'd still bring him back.
I'd still bring him back, but you think about it and you got.
You got to have Felix play.
You got to have, well, I mean, Felix has got to be a hit.
Yeah. You got to have Felix
you gave
play.
Him, we all gave him the pass last year. Now he's got to be a hit.
We didn't really remember he was on the team, which is fine.
He got the red shirt.
Right.
Now we need you to play.
Now you got to play, sir.
You got to be a menace opposite George.
Yeah.
And then whenever Omenihu comes back and proves he's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. And exactly, then goes and gets paid or whatever.
Goes get paid, yeah. So no, I just,
they don't,
yeah.
It's a good spot to be in.
I think it's a great spot to be in. Like, let's just go with the draft, man. Let's see what we can do in the draft. I'd rather do that and get some young guys in here than sign some washed up wide receivers.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Because it will all be cursing them all year long. And I'm not interested in that.
Mm.
All right. You're going to go watch some basketball today, right?
Oh, my gosh. Give me a little Michigan State, Mississippi State. Followed by Duquesne and BYU. I don't know anymore.
Give me the IV drip of college basketball.
Darn straight. Darn straight. And then good luck staying awake by KU tip off.
Yeah.
That one, I can't guarantee it.
Are you going to watch Bill Shelf lead the Jayhawks?
I think I'm confident Bill Shelf can lead them to the second round.
You think McCullough's knee's okay to sit on the bench?
I don't know. They'd probably sit, though. I wouldn't stand up cheering if I were him. If you missed any of the show today... You probably want, like, back into the 7 o'clock hour, into the 8 o'clock hour.
And I'm going to say you probably should catch up because going forward, there's probably going to be a lot of references to what we did today.
Yeah, quite possibly from the catch-up phase.
You don't
want to
be on the outside of the inside joke.
Yeah, we did. We hammered Leawood pretty good. You might want to.
We talked about what would happen if Arrowhead was built in Leawood.
Yeah, you probably want to catch that segment. 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Don't forget Vern tonight, 6 to 9, 3 hours of Hot Stove, Bobby Witt, Cole Reagans, and a whole bunch more. Covering everything you need to know on the Royals tonight with Vern on the Hot Stove Show. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.